Well, Mr. Brady, it seems like no matter what you try, no matter what you say, that deficit just keeps rising.
Well, it really is becoming dangerous. Under President Obama's new budget, he's going to add more to our national debt in 3 years than President Bush did in all 8 years. And in truth, it's going to be worse than that because, unfortunately, his budget guys are cooking the books, going with very optimistic economic assumptions, which really, I think, hide maybe a $2 trillion deficit this year and much higher deficits in the future. So we're going to pile on debt like America has never imagined.
Meanwhile, this week we saw the stock market hit lows we haven't seen in years. So obviously Wall Street's not happy with these spending measures either.
The stock market turned thumbs down on the stimulus bill. It's turned thumbs down on the rescue package. Last week, it's turned thumbs down on the Obama budget. So I really think this new White House has to restore its own credibility by coming out with some real facts, just the honest truth about where the economy is going. You do that, the American people will respond. We can bounce back. We're awfully resilient. But right now, there's just this fear of the unknown that's getting worse.
People don't have those nest eggs from the stock market to count on. Those are gone. And now they're looking at paying taxes on their unemployment?
We are in the Houston, Texas region seeing a 1% spike in unemployment. A lot of that has to do with oil prices. But I don't know anyone, including me, who doesn't have a neighbor, classmates, parent, who's lost their job. Really good, solid people who've lost their jobs. And what's unfortunate is that the federal government actually taxes the unemployment income. Your nest egg is gone. You need a little money to get by, and you get an unemployment check. Washington taxes those benefits. Republicans offered an amendment in the stimulus bill that would do away with taxation. It's really kicking people when they're down. Unfortunately, it was defeated on a party line vote. So I just want to warn people who are getting unemployment benefits, you've got to either do withdrawal on it or set money aside because you may end up with a very unpleasant surprise next year.
Now, there is a little bit of a boost for some people in the stimulus, but it doesn't kick in for people who were laid off late last year. And it's really not that much in terms of a tax break.
No, it's tiny. And the truth of the matter is most people are going to end up getting stung with the tax bill at a time they really can't afford it.
The unemployment roll's really rising, though, around the country. And when you look at this data, people are getting a little bit of a sticker shock on it. And then they have to also worry whether or not the data is correct because they're hearing all these outlandish predictions on how the economy is going to get better quickly.
The new jobs numbers, losing 651,000 jobs last month. Unemployment rate jumping to 8.1%. Figures higher than the experts predicted. But now what's concerning people is, will these numbers be accurate in the future? There's a move by the White House to take over the census, to politically manipulate that every 10-year census project. But people don't realize the census also collects all of our unemployment data each month. Who's working, who's not, what the wages are. And the last thing we need is to have our jobs data manipulated by any party in the White House, not just this one, but future ones as well. So we're going to fight to keep the political hands off our Census Bureau so we can have numbers accurate and nonpartisan.
And even the people who sit atop those various data gathering organizations are a little bit concerned about this.
They are. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has always prided itself on having unbiased, independent numbers on the monthly unemployment figures. They too believe hands off by the politicians on those numbers, and they're right.